My word, you can't. That's how it goes. The Kia Stinger, it's a beauty. And Dean Lester is a beauty as well. He joins us on the Friday Forum this morning. Good morning, Dino.
Good morning, Daniel.
Cox Plate Day. Cox Plate Day. What memories come back? What comes flooding back, Dino?
Oh, many, Daniel. It's my favourite day of working when we were on course, because we'd be right at the winning post where our spot is for RSN, and you know, the horses would come past. Of course, our man in there used to lead the field out every year because he'd get himself on Channel 7 walking down with a walkie-talkie to his ear, pretending he was nearly security.
Is that right?
In a massive...
100%
only could be, only could be called a massive flog factor.
Really?
Yes.
No, I did. I did do that.
Yeah, every year.
Walkie-talkie. Yeah. Because
that wasn't linked to anyone.
Oh, we talked about this yesterday.
Wasn't turned on.
When the horses no. come under the tunnel, just the electricity. So I wanted to be part of that. Pretended I was a jockey. Oh, wow. And you know what happened? One day, I almost got killed by Grandeera, the Godolphin horse.
Grandeera. Beautiful.
He got a little bit fractious.
Well, he just
and
saying, get out
terrified.
Of the way, flog, is what he's saying.
Didn't do it again after that.
Stop trying to steal the limelight. This is about us, mate. That's what Grandeera was saying.
Yeah. It was the closest I'd get to any sort of, you know, electricity.
So that was every year without fail, Dino?
Without fail.
My goodness.
In fairness, Adam Hamilton did it as well. It wasn't just me.
Yes, that is true. Yes. I can confirm.
Jeez, he would have been a real strut from Big Adam.
Yeah.
Suited up, looking magnificent.
One stride to our man's too.
Fair point. Oh, it's going to be a great weekend of racing, no doubt about that. Nick Quinn is with us from the Tab. He's going to no doubt enjoy it. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, all.
Great to have you with us. Cox Plate, your favourite Cox Plate?
My favourite Cox Plate, well, the Maccabi Diva was simply sensational, but I also very much enjoyed Maldivian. I was standing next to Mark Cavanagh through the race, and I tell you what, the energy that he exerted during the race was simply extraordinary, and it's part of most of the highlight packages they put out these days too.
You're talk about there. Placing yourself in the thick of the action.
Well,
I don't think that's appropriate.
We're surrounded by those that just want to be a part of the game.
That never will be.
Scotland.
Oh, Annabelle Neesham's in trouble tomorrow. You and Annabelle will be best friends suddenly.
My co-ambassador at the Warrnambool Carnival. Safe to say she's kicked since then.
Yes, one of you has. Yes, one of you has. Now, Dina, you have noticed something very, very astute this morning from Scotland's published paper.
Oh,
it's good papering, really. Yeah. It's good work by the Herald Sun. Early page, Scotland. Turn over, go a few pages in.
Page three, Scott.
Bonnie Anderson.
Yep.
Bonnie Anderson. But what is she with?
What's she
retired
with?
Horse. She's not cursing a current day horse. That is
so that's
very
just a
good
random
work.
Horse.
Giovanni Giorgio.
Yeah. It's good to see because so many horses have suffered the curse of the Herald Sun.
I think the trainers are onto it, aren't they, Dino?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a nice looking horse.
Careers have been destroyed because of the photo with the model the day before the race.
So why Giovanni? Do we explain what Giovanni's doing?
No, but Bonnie's got a new album out. So.
That is a great pick. A great get by you, Dino.
A very astute observation from Dino. It's so many racehorses have never won again since
they don't photograph
with the model.
It's their last photo. They don't get in any photo finishes.
Good pickup. So well done to Giovanni Giorgio at Spring Creek Equine yesterday with Bonnie. And well done to all the owners and trainers who said, not on your Nelly, you're getting my runner tomorrow in a photo with that woman. It's going to ruin everything. So... that's good business. So let's kick it off this weekend's edition of the Friday Form because it is a huge weekend. We'll have a chat about the Manukau a little bit later on, Dino, if we don't mind. But let's focus in on the quaddie legs tomorrow at Moonee Valley for Cox Plate Day. We'll get some value with the Scotty Special and, of course, the world-famous Formula Bet. Whitey, what happened with the Formula Bet? Did we get that up last week?
I'd have to check whether we did. I've heard
what about the week before?
I've heard the week before that you did quite well as well, Dean, but I'd have to check that as well.
Okay, thank you.
Back-to-back dominance for the Formula Bet, and you get to be a part of that too. All you need to do is register at the website rsn.net.au, find the competitions page, and from there it's pretty straightforward, and Dino invests on your behalf. What a great system that is, seriously. Whoever came up with that needs a pay rise. Just brilliant.
Okay.
But was that your idea, Dino?
Yes, it was, actually.
In fact, I was thinking about this the other day. The 40-40-40 combo. How do we get, like, it's an odd number to come up with 40.
Well, so, Daniel, the evolution of the All Up. I used to be on 5 days a week with the breakfast crew, and it was $20 a day. And,
right.
Yes, the good folk at Tab raised it by $20 to 40, 40, 40. So,
Quinny, yes. I need you to help him out. Make it 50, 50, 50.
I think it was a long time before me.
Can you get a 50, 50, 50? Let's get a 50, 50, 50. Come on, man.
Well, he's not committing.
He's not giving anything.
But I think it's an RSN decision.
Let's be honest. 30, 30, 30. We're partners. We're partners. We're partners in all this stuff. All the free cash we give away is your problem.
So I think your bosses are giving you a look of death right now, not me.
50, 50, 50. It's another $30 a week. Come on. Anyway, so at this stage it's 40, 40, 40. So good luck to anyone who's getting involved today. Let's have a look at the first look at the quaddy. Tomorrow it is the Drummond Golf Vase.
Who's writing the numbers down?
Well,
whoever's got a pen.
Well, I've got a pen. I can do it. But Scotland is the reader of the numbers. He's come in championing.
He was ready to ask about the Rosemont horses, though.
Joey was champing at the bit to come in.
Yeah, Joey, he's halfway through the door.
I'll do it. He's in the other studio ready.
I'll do it with
Thank
more
you,
passion.
Mother, for the rabbit.
There he is.
Now, it's part of the opportunity Scotty wanted was to come in and not only be part of the show, but do the numbers for the quaddy. So let's get to that. Drummond Golf A is over the 2040, the Cox Plate Distance, the Group 2 event for the three-year-olds dinner. $300,000 up for grabs. There are 14 going around. And a very short price favourite at the top of the order. Forgot You, who could have been racing in the 2040 a little bit later in the evening or the afternoon. But $1.95 for the Bussett and Young Yard for Forgot You at tab.com.au.
Yeah, he's just got to replicate what he's been doing, Daniel. Two wins at Moonee Valley were absolutely outstanding. The strength he showed late in the races. And then again in the Caulfield Guineas, he closed off well. He's had four solid runs, but if he can just keep maintaining that form, you'd think he'd win this race. He's certainly the one to beat. A couple of improvers, though, that I'm going to put in. I think number 10, Villa Den, who's only had the two starts. Chris Waller doesn't sort of rush them into good races without a good reason. I think he's probably runs here and maybe the Derby next week. He's got the blinkers on, a tongue tie on. He's the brother to young Werther, and I think he can run well. And the horse I've got a small involvement in, I think it's going really well, Cheerful Moment. He ran very well at Caulfield. He's on the Derby path, and he can run very well. I think there's a few in this that will struggle at the end of 2,000 metres. That's not his problem, but Forgot You is clearly the one to beat. And, it deserves to be a really short price favourite.
I got a sneaky text just last night, Dino, to say get on your horse before tomorrow for the Derby at the $18. Yes. I won't reveal where that came from, but I'm on.
He's, top four or five tomorrow. Top one would be even better, but he can run a good race, and he's going like, he'll run the trip, no problems.
Rightio. Well, so $1.95 is fairly prohibitive, fairly stifling in the market at the moment. Quinny, any movement?
It's been actually snapped up as well. Forgot You's been even money into $1.75. Dominates the market now. Blackcomb, an $8 second elect. Villadin at $12. Spirit of Gaylight's had some support, 21 into 16. And Cheerful Moment there, a $26 chance for Dino. The Derby market Forgot You, a 350 favourite, Dino. Do you think he's the number one seed for the Derby? And if so, would you take the 350 in the anticipation of him winning tomorrow?
I think he probably is the top seed. He's. I think he's short enough this far out, but he is probably the one to beat. And, he's got in short for tomorrow. I do think his ability to get around the valley tomorrow is a great asset. And his two wins there have been tremendous. So, he's a short price favourite. He's just got to keep doing what he's doing, and he should win this race.
All right, so that is the assessment of race number 7, the first look at the quaddy tomorrow, the Drummond Golf Vase. Scotland, your job here is to just recap the numbers for us, as well as interrogate Dino.
Race 7, numbers are 1, 10 and 6.
1, 10,
was it clear?
6. That was clear.
It was probably just a little bit slower.
It was good. No, it was
pretty good.
Good.
Was pretty
1,
good.
10 and 6.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't mind it. It's a good technique. Hmm. Keep running with it. See how you go. For race number 8, the second leg of the quaddy, the McCafe Moonee Valley Gold Cup over the 2,500 metres. Group 2, 4-year-olds and up. And we've got 13 going around, Dino, and down the bottom of the order. Batting number 12 is Floating Artist, who we know is a very fine animal for the Mayor Eustace Camp. $3.80 at temp.com.au. You playing?
He's got a very good chance, Daniel. It's another test for him. He ran well in the Kunji. Might have gone a little bit slow in front in the middle stages, and the horses with momentum got him late, but he's got a good chance. I think Pondus is the one here. He surprisingly led in the Bart Cummings, and I thought he ran really well to run fifth. That was beyond Grand Promenade. Charlie Rose ran second, so it's a great form line. She's a great chance in the Melbourne Cup, Scotty, of course. Charlie Rose.
Absolute moral now that I'm not involved, Dino.
Yes, but, that is a really good form reference, and I think Pondus from the draw with that run under his belt, I think he'll be very hard to beat. Floating Artist, a good winning chance, has to be regarded. And the other two I'm including, Starcaster, who loves the valley, won the Benalla Cup last start. Probably goes out in front here and leads by a bit of a margin because that's his style. He's a real free-going horse and can be get very keen. But Blake McDougal seemed to get along very well with him when he won the Benalla Cup on him. And down from Sydney, Harpo Marks, number 7. Probably wouldn't want a lot of rain. He just a good track would be ideal for him. Ran well last start. But I do think it's a good race for Pondus. And he can and probably stake a claim for the Melbourne Cup with a win in this race. And what a huge carrot tomorrow's race is. It was $500,000 last year. It's $1 million this year, the Moonee Valley Cup. Amazing money.
$1 million. I forgot to mention that. That's a lot of cash, Nicholas.
And there's a bit, you know, a lot of cash invested in the top two in the market. Floating Artist, $4.40 into $3.30, and Pondus, $5 into $3.80. Floating Artist has been racing in terrific form, Dino. There was a little bit of conjecture about the ride last start, whether they were aggressive enough out in front. With Starcaster the likely leader here, do you think that will help Floating Artist maybe get into the rhythm and then they'll try something similar, taking off a little bit earlier?
Don't have to tomorrow. Different scenario altogether. Won't have to make the play and can just stride up when the time's right. And if he's good enough, he can win. It was just that he probably should have made the play in the Kunji of his own accord because he was the favourite and he was the leader. And I think T.A. Nugent will learn from that. And he's been riding the horse beautifully before that. So there's no reason that to think, as you said, with Starcaster in the race, he won't have to make the play tomorrow.
Secret Blaze, Dino, two starts back, good win at the Valley. Last time was a bit odd. Is it the distance that concerns you? Is it more a 2,000 horse? Or?
Yeah, he's raced well at 2,500. He's won at Flemington and he's run a couple of handy races in the distance range. I think a Pakenham Cup he was placed. He's had a bit of racing now back from a long spell. So whether he's got a lot left in the tank at this stage of his campaign, but he's probably, if you're going wider, he'd probably be the next in line. And if the rain came, a horse called The Good Fight sticking over okay, but I'm thinking he'd need it very wet. If if it got to that, well, then he might be a little chance, but pretty happy with the four we've got.
All right, the four we've got is the four we need, according to Dino. What are those four again, please, Scotland, for the second leg of the quaddy tomorrow?
Second leg, 10, 12, 9 and 7.
That is an excellent tempo.
Yeah, well, I have no doubt about that.
No, terrific tempo.
I learned. I terrific tempo. The feedback.
Joey looks filthy looking through the glass here.
He's a bit not flat, the big fella. 10, 12, 9, 7. The first time Joey's ever been called the big fella, just by the way.
Yes, I was just going to say.
Race number 9 is the Ladbrokes Cox Plate. $1 million is nice, Dino, but $5 million is even better. The time-honoured Wait for Age Classic Group 1, 2040 is the distance. We know there are 10 going around at this stage, Dino. Just before we get your tips, the Gold Trip situation, should the jockeys be, their opinion be canvassed in this, particularly when we're dealing with someone like D. Oliver?
Oh, I think so. They're not going to go out there on a horse that they think might break down at 60 kilometres an hour and risk their neck, as Damien Oliver put it. And I think he's got enough runs on the board and experience, and he's ridden the horse a couple of times that he should be at least, it should be in the consultative process. I don't think it should be the absolute given, but it should be consulted.
Find out more about that with Dave Eustace, 8:30 this morning on Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate. Make sure you stick around for that. So let's have a look at your numbers then, Dino, because Zaki, despite a last start failure at, it was Caulfield, wasn't it, for Zaki, is still favourite at the tab, $2.80 in a interesting race, the Ladbrokes Cox Plate this week.
It is an interesting race, Daniel, but I think Zaki will bounce back. He was outstanding first up. I thought he was workmanlike second up. I thought he was ridden in a manner which made him a touch vulnerable last start. Looked every chance, but he's a horse that likes to dominate a race. And I think fourth up tomorrow with peak fitness, James McDonald knows him, will ride him to his absolute assets, and I think he can win the Cox Plate Zaki. I think the danger is the three-year-old Animo, because he is just such a talent. He's such a tremendous athlete. He's going to have to be, because I think he'll come from back in the field, and most of the good three-year-olds in Cox Plates ride the speed, but I think he's just an exceptional horse. And I'm putting the other international in State of Rest. I think he's won around tight tracks. He was impressive winning that lead-up race in America. Joseph O'Brien does bring the right horses, and I think he's up for the contest. I mean, leaving out the likes of Very Elegant Mwonga, I think, you know, they're tremendous horses, but that's what you do every year in the Cox Plate, and I'm going to try and narrow it down. I think Zaki's clearly the one to beat.
Zaki, clearly the one to beat. Are the punters with Dino, Quinny?
Well, he's now a $3 chance, Zaki. Animo on the second line of betting at $4. Very Elegant has been $7 into $5. Then we've got State of Rest, $11. Gold Trip, $12. Mwonga, a $12 chance, has been a firmer through the week. Just on Very Elegant, Dino, not dissimilar to Zaki, comes into the race with a little bit of the gloss going off after a last start defeat. You can't put them all in the quaddie. Obviously, you're keen on your top three, but what's the reasoning behind taking Very Elegant out?
I think a horse like Zaki's got the capacity to bring Very Elegant undone, because he likes to a high-pressure scenario, and I don't know if that's absolutely her. And from the draw, she might have to go right back, and if she does, that'll suit her, a bit like the Melbourne Cup last year, but she'll be running on. I think the other runner of Annabelle Neesham's is probably the next in line, and that's Mwonga. I think he's had a good preparation for the race, and certainly not putting him in the quaddy, but I'm staggered that Dallas Sands, the outsider of the field, he's been running really well in Sydney. He's running the Epsom was great. He ran third in the Queen Elizabeth. He ran third in the Doncaster, third in the Epsom. He doesn't win so much at this level, but he could sneak a place at a really big price.
Zaki currently $3. Do we snap that up now, or do we anticipate the drift may continue?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think he'll shorten. I think that it'll be a forgiving scenario of that last run, understanding why he got beaten. And I think probably those that do the figures and that really do shape the market will come quite strongly for him.
In breaking news, Nick Quinn has been added to the good question list.
No.
At the back. Well, it's a good question list, but there are categories. There are good questions, very good questions, really good questions, a fabulous question.
Fabulous question.
Has anyone had a fabulous question?
Yeah, I got a fabulous question. Yeah.
I thought that was solid. I don't think it was.
Sherelle got what a good question from Andy Harper the other day. That's a very important category.
And you laughed as he said it.
What about Probabil, which is a very good question, because does he need to run tonight rather than tomorrow with no rain, Dino?
That's probably right, Scotty. She's a tremendous mare, obviously beat the favourite last start. I think that was a great race scenario for her, because it wasn't a pressure scenario. I think at a really high pressure or a higher pressure 2000, that might bring her undone. But it's when you're in a Cox Plate, you're a high-class horse, and leaving them out, you know, you sort of at the risk of very much egg on face, because she is a 12-time winner.
Scotland, these are the most important numbers of the year. Oh. The Cox Plate numbers, please, for the quarter tomorrow at Moonee Valley.
1, 9, and 8. Do you like the pause on the favourite in the big race?
No, yep. I didn't.
Too much.
No, I must admit I didn't. I didn't
bit of Brownlow
like
voting, sort of.
It's a real Gil McLaughlin sort of
1, 9, 8.
1, 9, and 8.
Right, I've got one more race to get it right
for the quaddie tomorrow. We're three races down. We've got the three legs. We need the last one, though. We'll do that after the break. We'll also get Dino's formula bet suggestion for the week and announce our listener that's a part of that action this weekend, and also the Scotty special. A bit of value for the punters out there coming up, and we'll have a chat about the Manukato Stakes tonight as well at Moonee Valley. This is the Friday Form on the Breakfast Club and RSN. Take yourself back. What a tune. What a tune. A little bit of bop. What'd you say?
My first ever concert.
Was it really?
Impressed, Dino?
Been there too.
Oh, no.
At Southland in 1997.
Hang on a second. Oh, you're not putting on Southland.
That's not a concert.
That's not a concert.
It certainly was.
It's a pantomime.
Concert.
Did Humphrey Bear come out halfway through?
It's a 20-minute set in front of
flaming it.
We're handing out balloons as well, or something.
No, Southland doesn't count. Where was your experience, Dino?
The Palais.
Righto, that's a concert. The Palais is a concert venue. Southland is not. Let's be clear on that. Well, we're playing this song today because Zachary Hansen, one of the Hansen boys, the three of them, Isaac, Tyler and Zach, is having a birthday today. They had a hit with this song, just as a bit of a reference mark for you. In 1987, Mbop became number one.
97, would it be?
Sorry, 97.
97, yeah.
Sorry, 97.
They would have been in kinder. Well, 97.
Well, or would they?
Well.
That's up to you. That's up to you to work out. 1997 was a big song around
so
the world.
Different ages for the boys, wasn't it?
Yeah,
so
they're not triplets.
Zach was the drummer.
Drummer, okay.
Right, I need
he
to know.
He had long hair.
I need to know.
He's a bit like you. Yeah, you're very, rocking him.
Very similar Zach vibes yeah. from you. He didn't have the beard at a young age. But
no, he was about 12 when he got that.
Oh, don't give it away.
Now, Dino, I need to know, how old is Zachary Hansen today, please?
96. 36.
36 for Dino. Scotland?
He's 38.
38. Quinny?
40.
40. And Whitey?
37.
37. You are all in the window, the three-year window that we offer here around parts. One of you is spot on.
Oh, there it is.
And unsurprisingly, it is the great Dean Lester.
Oh, correct.
Another famous victory. And when he gets the birthday bulletin, he gets the formula bet. That's the ratio that works around here. So we're expecting great things again from the formula bet. Happy birthday to Zach.
What's Zach doing now?
He's got five kids.
Zach,
how do you
know busy?
It just came up on the screen.
Oh, right. Right. Father to five children. There you go. Well done, Zach. It gets cold in the winters over there. Let's get to the last leg of the quaddy. Race number 10, the Powerfly Solutions Tessio Stakes over the mile. It's a Group 3 event for the mares, 4-year-old and up, Dino. There are 15 going around. And Anavisto, who we know very, very well from the Price Kent Junior Yard, has got John McNeil on the saddle and is a favourite around about 420 at tab.com.au.
Yes, and I'm reading out a lot of numbers, and she's not going to be one of them, Daniel. So it's it's a big test for Scotty. This will getting the tempo right with all these numbers, but
you're putting the favourite.
Yeah, this is a tough race. I'm trusting the Sydney form a bit. I think Grace and Harmony's ready to fire third up. I think both of her runs have been good on the limit weight. Damien Thornton to ride. More profits from the John Thompson yard down from Sydney going well. I think that form stacks up well for a race like this. Only Words. Now, Only Words is also in tonight, and I'm just sort of checking scratchings as we're going along, but I don't think she's scratched at this stage. So she runs, she might run tonight and not tomorrow. But if she runs, she's very well weighted in this race. Star Rail's ready to win. I don't know if the Valley's going to be her absolute best track, but she drops a lot in weight on her last run, number 6. But I'm giving chances to 13, Illafar, who I thought ran really well at Caulfield in a race that was never going to suit, and Flying Mascot. Tom Dabinick's got his team up and about, and this mare's going really well. She ran terrific race at Ballarat and ran second, and the horse that ran third, Vitruvius, was an outstanding win at Geelong on Wednesday. So I think that form's okay as well. So I just think they're the main chances. If Only Words comes out, then I could fit Anavisto in. But it's a very tough race to finish. I think we can get through the first legs, three legs okay, but we need plenty of help in the last.
Right, so Quinny, our man has not got the favourite in his six numbers in the last leg. Are the punters sort of fishing around the favourite as well at the moment?
Well, Anavisto has been popular, $6 into 420. Only Words are 550 second elect with Star L at 7. Dino, you half took the words out of my mouth then. I was going to say, do you put the quaddy on now with the anticipation of you will get the sub should Only Words come out and Anavisto starts, and you haven't got the favourite in? I think a few people would sort of want to know why. Is there a niggle with the favourite, or you just see it as a competitive race and you've got others above her?
I'm not sure she'll run a mile. I think she runs a really good 1400, and I want to see her run a mile. Simple as that. At $4.20 to find out, and you know, I wouldn't be taking those sort of risks about subs and that, because who knows what might happen come tomorrow. So just wait. You've only got to wait for the scratching, or the final scratchings are through for tonight. So looks like she's running tonight, so Only Words won't be running tomorrow, and you can take her out, probably.
Okay.
Right. So you can Rule so, line. Rule line through the seven, can we?
So only well, this, see, this is, and Ramo wouldn't handle this. So you're seven be is now coming
agile
out.
Here.
Yeah, well, how are you going to...
Eight's coming. Oh, sorry, still. Not eight?
This is important, Scotty. This is the last league
did
recording.
I hear number eight? No, I didn't hear
Well,
eight.
You need to recap the numbers as they were read by Dino, please.
The numbers are 9, 3, scratching of 7, 6, 13 and 14,
mm-hmm.
with the Powerball pick 8.
No, there's
oh, no,
no
sorry,
number
sorry,
8. Just because
hey,
of,
hey,
just
hey.
Because I'll of, go over them again. 9, 3, 6, 13 and 14.
9, 3, 6, 13, 14. No number 8 because it's a Rosemont.
Sorry,
State
sorry.
Horse. No.
But it's a Sydney form. I thought Dean was talking about
the
Sydney form.
Righto. So you're not going to believe this. Gee, our listeners have
someone
some troubles.
Missed it.
Our listeners have some troubles on a Friday morning. This is the first SMS that came through. Hi guys, missed the quality numbers because Mum had the TV up too loud. Can you please repeat them? Thanks, Adam.
Mum's at early. Watch it.
That's a very good SMS. That's a very funny yes. SMS. Can you please repeat the quality numbers? I missed them as Mr. White has had me on a wild goose chase looking for the missing 17 mils from last week, says Joey at Caulfield, which is an excellent point.
That still hurts.
I missed the numbers, boys. I was writing Rammer's resignation letter. Scotty's been very good today, says Tommy and Ash Burton.
Tommy.
Sorry, lads. Missed the quality numbers. There were a raft of ducks crossing the road in front of my house. I had to ensure they weren't harmed on their journey.
That happened to me yesterday, for those not familiar.
Yes.
Put it on social media. It was a great moment.
What do you mean?
You well, saved ducks.
Balcombe Road was going nuts at peak hour time, and these ducks decide just to cross, and all the cars stopped and let them safely get across. And it's called a raft of ducks. I learned that thanks to Google.
Thanks, David Attenborough.
The SMS told us it was a raft, just by the way. Fellas, can I grab Dino's numbers again from Scotty? I was busy wondering how Scotty says yes to being involved with a horse like the Fog, but says no to being involved in a Melbourne Cup runner. That's from Benny in Geelong.
Oh, yes. That might be someone... close to my heart.
The press says, Half, you wouldn't believe it. I missed the first two legs of the quaddy doing the 5-2 diet. Became disoriented after not eating for the last 2 days.
Well, it's the press's fault because you don't do it on consecutive days.
Well, it's a concern. Hi, guys. Missed the quaddy numbers and went down to the local phone box as Quinny said there was a concert on there. Can you please repeat them?
Did you pay for tickets?
No, it was free, and they had to move it. Like they had in the middle where they were. That Steve Waugh would normally go sign books, but there were too many people. Had to move it to the car park.
And then this one, like similar thing, missed the quaddy whilst trying to find the upcoming acts list at Southland. Can you please? Says Scotty in Tigerland.
Tiffany's playing there soon. So.
Oh, Tiffany. Colette?
She was big in the shopping centres.
Is Colette going to play there too? As this
Anastasia, she's back.
The gloves on.
So what we need you to do, Scotty, is go through the quaddy numbers from top to bottom.
Okay. Race 7, Moonee Valley. First leg, 1-10-6. Second leg, 10-12-9-7. Third leg, 1-9-8. And then the final leg, 9-3-6-13-14.
That's right. There you go. There are your numbers for the quaddy tomorrow.
That was
early
good.
We're going to add number 4 now because of the scratching. So Anastasia can go in.
Okay. Hang on.
So we're
the last leg is mention. Now 9, 3, 6, 13, 14, and 4.
There you go. There you go. Number 4 can go in. Scratching of the number 7.
Gee, that's
nice work. It's been a controversial morning. Let's get to the formula bet, Dino. Who are you playing for this week and where are you going?
Yeah, Hannah Scandleton of Blackburn North. And for Hannah, $40 the win, race 4, number 4, Generation. $40 the win, race 9, number 1, Zaki. $40 on the all-up of the pair, race 4, number 4, into race 9, number 1 for Hannah Scandleton of Blackburn North.
Good luck to you, Hannah. What does 4-4 into 9-1 come up to, please, Nicholas?
Generation's currently a $3.60 second elect, and we've got Zaki, a $3 favourite in the feature, the Cox Plate. Adding them together pre-multiplier comes to odds of
$10.80. $10.80 for Hannah. Good luck to you. That's good business.
I think... you might have to check this. I think he got the formula bet last week. And he may have got it the week before.
Well, this
You'd
is
have
what...
to check it, but I think that's right.
I think you might be right. We'll get the R&D to just look into that. But you might be right. And my understanding is, too, he's got the birthday bulletin right the last 2 weeks as well. Maybe we've got a little thing going on here at the moment. So that is the formula bet this week. What about the Scotty special?
Ready to sting the bookies? This is Rammer's Ruffy for the all-new Kia Stinger. Fine-tuned for Australian conditions. Book a thrill ride and experience the new Kia Stinger today.
No Rammer Ruffy Dino today. It's a Scotty special. What have you got for us?
Yes, quite appropriately, the Stinger said that it's a bit of a thrill ride because this one It's a bit of a learner, but she's got a lot of talent, and I think if she gets it right on the day, she's big odds, and that's race 5, number 12, Native Girl. I've loved both of her runs. She could have won either of them. This isn't a strong Group 2 race. I think she'll run a massive race if she gets it right on the day.
All right, so race 5, number 12, the Scotty Special this week. Nicholas?
19 the win, 460 the place.
19.460, if you don't mind. We'll take a piece of that and run as fast as we can, I would think.
Charlotte will be talking about her own horse in the mounting yard.
Yes.
That'll be very interesting.
We'll get a good insight.
She's been quite impressive.
She should know the horse inside out.
She spends a lot of time in the, what is it, the first lot of the sheds, Dino, and then she rushes up to the ring.
Is it the pre-parade?
Yes, pre-parade.
The pre-parade ring,
it's become very much a thing.
She's doing a good job, Charlotte, on .com's coverage. You're spot on. All right, so that's the Rama Ruffy. That's the Formula Bet. That's the Quaddy Leagues. We might as well have a bit of a sneaky look at the Manicato tonight, Dino, if we can, because it's the Group 1 event on a great weekend of racing at the Valley, of course. And it's been an interesting discussion about the field, Dino, the field strength for the Manicato tonight on the back of the Everest last week. What's your take on that?
Well, it's down significantly, I've got a bit of a plan for that one day, and might put it on paper and see if they can. I don't understand why we want to go let them have the Everest for $15 million. Maybe run the Manicato's been in four different time slots over the last few years. Maybe run it Grand Final Eve. Maybe run the Moya 2 or 3 weeks earlier at the Fee and Stakes meeting, and we'll get all the best sprinters running in the Group Ones for $1 million each. They can run a race for $15 million, do what they like, and then they'll come back and run the daily sprint. So we'll get all the good sprinters in three Group Ones for $4 million, and they'll have to put on $15 million to have a good race.
Oh, that seems to make sense, doesn't it?
Extraordinary
can
sense.
Can we do that, Nicholas?
Well, I'm not doing the scheduling as it stands, but I don't know why they haven't got Dino on Racing Australia. Dino, why can't you just unite everyone and map it out and explain how simple it is?
Yeah, we've got to find Racing Australia.
Nice little zinger there. What about the race itself, Dino? The Manicato, who wins? We had Calvin McAvoy saying that Savatou XL deserves favouritism, probably should win.
I think he's a good winning chance. It's amazing that a Darwin Cup favourite is now favourite in a Group 1 sprint race. He's been a remarkable turnaround, but he's a good sprinter. He's won a Goodwood, so he was really honest in winning the Scalacci first up. I think he'll run very well. I think Lombardo, these are horses that I didn't think I'd be tipping in a Group 1 around this time, but he's a good chance. I think Express Pass, because of his love of the valley, is a good chance, but I'm tipping the three-year-old to bounce back, ingratiating. He was horrible at Flemington, but James Cummings, I think, sent him back to Sydney. He's taken the blinkers off him. I think it's very important for these colts to win a Group 1. They've identified this as the right race for him. And yeah, he's always looked a Group 1 horse, placed in a Golden Slipper, placed in the Blue Diamond. So for me, he is a Group 1 contender. And as opposed to landing in a Group 1 race just, on good form. So I'm with Ingratiating.
Ingratiating. What's the market for that one?
A $7.30. Savatou XL, the market leader, at $4.60. And Lombardo, clearly the best back, $7 into $4.80.
All right, Ingratiating for Dino in the Manicato Stakes tonight. I think that's all we need from you today, Dino. You got to freshen up for Hamish and Gareth a little bit later on this morning on RSN Central. What have you got for us today?
Yeah, no, it's all about Cox Plates, Daniel. Our favourites and favourite Cox Plates and favourite race calls of the Cox Plate. We'll be going back a bit in time.
St. Lee's will be up there, Dino. That was a pretty thrilling race.
It was a pretty thrilling race. It's a pretty hard to narrow it down, Scotty. It's a pretty thrilling race most years, to be honest.
That's a good point, but Kingston Town can't win it, Dino. You remember that. Remember that Kingston Town can't win.
Well, Kingston Town will probably get three mentions because all three calls are magnificent.
Yeah, looking forward to that a little bit later on this morning with Hamish on Gareth Hall's magnificent program, RSN Central on RSN 927. Thank you, Dino.
On it yesterday, Daniel, well done.
Well, yes, didn't get sacked, so it was always a good result when you don't get sacked.
It's a huge result.
When you go on air around here. Have a great weekend, mate. I know you'll be busy. Look forward to hearing plenty of you on RSN 927.
Terrific. Thank you, guys.
The great Dean Lester with us on a Friday on the Friday Form. Nicholas, what's your selection suggestion for our punters today?
I think the two I like at the Valley tomorrow are race 7, number 1, Forgot You. And also, I do anticipate Floating Artist will bounce back race 8, number 12. But I'm tipping one at double figure odds tonight in the first at the Valley. Race 1, number 2, Fake Love. She was beaten first up on her merits, but I think she can bounce back here. So hopefully Fake Love can get the job done at the double figure odds.
Right, I will take that. Race 1, number 2 tonight to get your weekend off on the right foot. Thank you, mate. We'll touch base shortly.
Thank you, team.
Nick Quinn, Dean Lester, the Friday Form, Cox Plate edition on The Breakfast Club. We'll come back after the break. Talk some cricket with Buck Rogers, the coach of the Victorian cricket team.